Hello everyone, I'm Fathi Ben Isa, bringing you a roundup of today's main topics. A couple and their son were killed when Israel struck their home in the southern Lebanon village of Hula, according to Lebanese media reports. Israeli military and Iran-backed Hezbollah militants have exchanged fire across the border almost daily since the war in Gaza began in October, amid concerns of an all-out conflict. The violence has also killed about 300 people in Lebanon, most of them Hezbollah members, but also includes 49 civilians, according to an AFP tally. In Israel, at least 10 soldiers and 7 civilians have been killed. Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger are back up after a more than two-hour outage impacted thousands of users globally. Users of the Meta platforms experienced login-related issues in a number of countries, including the UAE. Meta later said the problem had been resolved. Internet monitor NetBlocks said the incident was not related to country-level internet disruption or filtering. And hashtag the UAE welcomes Kuwait's Emir is also among the top trends. Sheikh Mish'al was received by President Sheikh Mohammed at Qasr al-Watan in Abu Dhabi on Tuesday. The motorcade was escorted by horsemen, camel riders, and Emirati folk art groups, with the UAE's Al Fursan Aerobatics team depicting the Kuwaiti flag in the sky. Several landmarks in Abu Dhabi were also decorated with Kuwaiti flags. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.